Well, it's often said that great central defenders make great leaders, and I tell you what, my guest tonight certainly was a little bit of a combo. I mean, a stalwart of South African football. I mean, his contribution both on and off the field have kind of left an indelible mark on the sport. Now known for his remarkable defensive prowess as well as leadership during his playing days, I mean, his career has been nothing short of illustrious, with numerous accolades including multiple league titles as well as a CAF Champions League victory with Mamelodi Sundowns. And throughout, he remained an absolute gentleman, a giant of the beautiful game, tough and no nonsense on the pitch. I guess a lot of people say gentle giant, pretty much gentle off it. And recently transitioned, though, from player to coach, taking up a significant role at Highlands Park. But today, he'll delve into his experiences and insights as well. This journey that he's taken, discussing his recent departure from that coaching position. Hey, winning or not winning? Gone. I mean, what prompted this decision? Big decision. What are his future aspirations? I mean, we look forward to hearing all from the man himself, Wayne Arendse. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Robert, and thank you for that warm welcome. Yeah, good to be here.
Coach now.
Yep.
How does that sit?
Yeah, it's good. It's football, as it will stay with you if you've been a player for that long, and you know, whether you in the marketing coach or whatever, but football will remain. And for me as coach, it's been going well.
Yeah,
I've been enjoying it. Like I was at junior level and GDL, and you could see that the players are responding, and that also motivates you as a coach and as a person, if you see what you're giving back and the players are responding to it. So yeah, it's going well. Yeah, looking forward to the next challenge.
But when you talk about that, were you always dead sure that once you've retired from football, coaching will be the immediate thing you do, or you'd maybe look at doing other things around football, or maybe completely different? Were you always sure that you'll remain in football as a coach?
Yes, I was sure. I did a short course in sports management as well.
Yeah.
So I thought that in football is where I'll be. Whether it's in the marketing department or that. But I think the love for the pitch was there, and I just wanted to be closer to the players. And yeah, that's where I ended up in the coaching department. I thought, okay, this is it. Let me get the qualifications and let's see what happens. Yeah.
It's been an amazing transition, and that's part of the reason why we decided. I know you don't do too many interviews in your world,
yeah,
being the private man that you are, and we respect that. But, you know, winning, and I repeat, winning back-to-back GDL titles is not an easy feat, but you've managed to do that. Firstly, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
The feeling, though, of reaching such highs so early on in your coaching career meant what to you?
Yeah, just, again, like I said, it showed me, like, you know, what you've learned in your playing days, and also the coaches that you worked with, Coach Pitso, Coach Rulani, Mangoba, you know, those things is forever with me. And I gave that back to the players, and for you to see how they respond to those things, you know, and are they asking you questions? It's you're teaching them, you know. So it's something that you're doing right, and the willingness was there, and it gave you a sense of joy, you know. So those things I just took over right to the boys, and like I said, they gave back, you know. What you put in, you get back out, and the result showed. Yeah, you know. So I'm grateful for that, and yeah, I'm continue to learn, and yeah, to look forward to the new challenge.
Why the new challenge? Why the departure from Highlands Park, for example? Because I think that question kind of was left unanswered.
Yeah, honestly, there's no explanation. To be blunt, I got a call. I was in Cape Town on holidays. Yeah, the management called me and say, they no longer needed my services, and I was just shocked.
What?
You know, I was just like, I was called back and I said, why? Because we just had a discussion like 2 weeks prior and they were happy for continuity.
Yeah.
You know? And I said, no, we're good. And yeah, and I was just shocked. I said, okay, I'll speak to the chairman, when, you know. But yeah, up until today, tried calling him, message to no avail. So yeah.
So you try and call the chairman of a club that you gave back-to-back victories?
Yeah.
And he doesn't answer your messages? He doesn't respond to your texts?
Nothing. So, and I'm that type of guy that you can be straight up with me. Yeah. And, you know, I just want clarity. Tell me why he left me, you know, let me go. So, yeah, hopefully he hears this and calls me tomorrow and just to iron out whatever was wrong or whatever I said was wrong or whatever the case may be. Because, you know, I'm a man of my principles and, you know, I tell you straight, you tell me straight and and that's it. No hard feelings. But yeah, we...
Well, I hope he's listening. I hope even if he does want to call us, I think... it can be man enough. 011-883-8947. He can call us and maybe tell us, because it made no sense. I was taken aback. I mean, personally, you follow people that are coaching, whether it's in the lower division in the Motsepe Championship, or you're following within the Reserve League, or you're following within the PSL, the Betway Premiership. Because I always want to know who are the coaches, who are the ones that are about to make great strides coming from the, you know, whether it's lower divisions or the youth factor. And when I heard he had left, I was shocked. So when you join a team like that, are you not bound by a contract, for example? Or is it just an agreement to say, shake of hands, we agree on X amount, let's get the job done? How is it done there?
Yeah, it was just an agreement, you know, no contract, no nothing. Because I came in, I said, I'm done playing.
Yeah.
I want to give back. He said, okay, you can come, you know. And yeah, I was there and there was no contract, no need for that, you know.
Sure.
Junior development. And yeah, I think it showed, because, you know, I brought in a lot of things to the club and not especially to the age group under 19.
Mm.
And yeah, there was no contract, and I just thought, okay, I respected the man, I still respect him and the club, because, you know, and I'm sure that the club itself will be back up soon, because the facilities they have there is very good, you know, the fields and everything, the club, it's nice, it's good. It's just unfortunate, I don't know what went wrong now.
But if you analyze it, Wayne, sorry to cut in. As somebody who's walked the walk, I mean, I'll talk later on about your exit as well as at Sundowns, because I see something pretty similar where you caught off guard. You are having your jersey number taken away from you without having had a conversation with you. I mean, I remember all those things.
Yeah.
So when I hear this, it almost reminds me of what happened back then when you had to leave the club. But we'll park that aside. You talk about the club possibly coming back. What would it take for a Highlands Park with all of those great facilities to make their way back into the Premiership?
Yeah, I think there's many factors, you know. Like currently the coach that is there now, Coach Victor, I think he's doing well, you know. They're on top of the log. So I think he probably brought in a few things, 2 weeks and those things. And I think they're on the right track on coming back. Yeah, so from my side, probably there's a few things that I also would have implemented, you know, also to help the club get those glory days. But yeah, that's up to Coach Victor now, and I think he's doing the right thing there, and yeah, it shows by the position and what they're doing.
All right, you've got a question for you.
Kevin and Rob and Coach Wayne Arendse. Rob, Wayne Arendse enjoyed a very illustrious career backed with a lot of trophies behind his name. But I'm currently enjoying his coaching style, a very calm provides coaching instructions nicely to the players. Never seen him animated on the bench, and he has turned that Highlands Park under 19 team into a formidable force, claiming the GDL championship twice in a row ahead of big teams like Mamelodi Sundowns and Kaizer Chiefs. And I just want to find out from you, coach, what inspires your coaching style, and also how are you able to allow your players to express themselves, like Ufense Mweletsi, affectionately known as Umesi, to dribble nicely and express himself, but able to have to maintain a very structured and a very solid, properly disciplined team throughout the matches that I've watched you coaching. I just want to hear your views around it, Teboho, yeah, and wishing you all the best in your coaching career.
Teboho, thank you so much. I saw your face brighten up. I think you're pretty shocked that somebody has followed your career, knows players within the team, as Teboho has announced, talks about your demeanor on the sidelines as well. I mean, how do you respond to that question?
Yeah, thank you, Teboho, for your question. And I always like to have a solid team first, you know. Everything you do, whether it's in construction, whatever, your foundation needs to be solid, you know. So when I came there, that was the first thing, you know. The team needed to be solid as a whole, you know. Whether you're defender, attacker, but that's it, you know. And, you know, I gave the people their freedom, you know. As much as you want, there's a playing style, how you want to defend, how you want to attack, but do not cut your natural talent. When you're one-on-one, you want to dribble him, dribble. You know, you need to give the players that freedom, because if he plays too much under instruction, the mistakes will start coming up too
and
much.
And he'll be frustrated he can't you know, express himself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And especially with Offense that he's speaking about, you know, this boy has so many talents. And, you know, he was struggling of defending, you know. So we made it where he doesn't need to come back so far, you know, but focus on more on his strengths, on dribbling and that, so that he can enjoy the game and not think about defending if he loses the ball. So, yeah, it's... You know, it's also how you manage your players, how you speak to them, you know. There has to be that relationship, father figure type of thing, where they can say, coach, what do you think about this? You know, then you need to reply. So it's that kind of relationship that you need to have with the players.
What's his nickname?
Messi.
On the 17th of May, 2018, who are you marking?
Yeah, Leno Messi.
So there's a line there, hey?
Yeah, there's some...
There's a connection there.
Connection, yeah.
You remember that day at the FNB Stadium?
Yep.
Where you had the massive task to mark the world's greatest football player ever.
Yeah.
I know he came on in the 75th minute. He made his magic. You know, yes, he didn't score. He had a shot on target, as he usually does. You got his jersey. You know, as somebody, I've never heard Messi speak English in my entire career. I don't know. Maybe he speaks it somewhere. But what did you say to him in asking for the jersey?
Yeah, I just walked up to him and just said, thanks for the game. And I just said, can we exchange jerseys? And yeah, I think he understood because he just took off his jersey first. And yeah, I just followed. Yeah, it's one of those memories that will forever remain. The jersey will forever remain with me. And
you still have it?
Yep, I still have it.
Framed?
Yes. So it's just that it will be there, you know. That's a memory that that forever stay with me, and also with my son, you know, because he's in one of those pictures. And that time he didn't realize, but now he knows. So, yeah.
You know, his daddy had a tough time, you know, was going to always have a tough time. I mean, who doesn't get given a tough time when you have to mark Lionel Messi? But also just for you, the occasion itself. I know that Ricardo Nascimento was a person that you filled in for on the day, was he had flu or something like that.
Yeah.
When you realize the magnitude of the task of, you know, the world's greatest Ballon d'Or multiple time winner, being the person that you have to chase that evening, what went through your mind before he came on?
To be honest with you, I think we were all just excited.
Yeah.
I was excited. There wasn't even nerves, to be honest. I just looked around FNB and I just saw the people of South Africa. You saw different jerseys, Pirates, Chiefs, and every, you know, different club jersey. Everybody just wanted to be and see Messi, you know. And everybody was just there to enjoy. Even in the warm-up, they came out for 10 minutes. We were on the field for 35 minutes. They just came for 10 minutes and they were off again. And it was all just nice fun, you know. And again, even Coach Pizzo said, guys, you're playing against top players here. Go enjoy yourself. And, you know, that message was also, that stood with me. He didn't put us under stress to say we must go win the game and this is what, you know. He said, enjoy the experience, you know, see what these guys are doing and compete, you know. And, yeah, that was the feeling and that was the message. And, yeah, I can say today I played against Suarez, Messi, you know.
Ousmane Dembele.
Dembele, you know. So, yeah.
Kudos, man. And you deserve it. You're a fantastic football player, great, great player. I have to take a break. But I just need, a yes or a no from you. Because there were rumors that were circling around that game that you guys were instructed that if you are going to be challenging and tackling Messi, please don't go on too hard. Don't go for the rough tackle. Try not to injure the man. Was that an instruction?
No.
Hashtag MSW live on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
Heading to the top of the hour, my guest tonight, somebody who has achieved more than most. As I said, that in 2016, he managed to achieve the CAF Champions League. He's a winner. He has the star just above the badge. If I'm not mistaken, Wayne, 5 league titles, eh?
Yes, that's correct.
That is madness. 5 league titles. I was trying to calculate with my limited mathematics that it was a case of 11 trophies in 8 seasons.
Yes, that's right. Whew.
You know there are players that play and retire, and the only thing they've received is a handshake.
Yeah, there's a few.
11 in 8 seasons. When you throw your mind back, and now that you've retired, you've got all the time to even pat yourself on the back. When you look back at that, what does it say about your time that you had in professional football, and especially your time at Mamelodi Sundowns?
Yeah, looking back, is, you know, like you said, 11 trophies, and you always think about the good times, but in that there was bad times as well, you know. So for me it was, and I installed it in my kids as well, you know, there's no substitute for hard work, you know. Before we even won those things, I can remember before Pizzo even came, we finished number 9 that previous with Neskens left. And, you know, Pizzo demanded hard work and work ethic and those sort of things. And, it, you know, he drilled it in us. Mm-hmm. And I picked up that, you know, watching your game, you know, doing match analysis, something that I never done, you know, and doing it now, and the results was there to show. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm saying, if I look back and I said, this is what hard work brings. You know, there's nothing, there's no shortcuts in life. And if you're not going to work hard and put in the effort, then yeah, you might as well just stay off the pitch.
And being at Sundowns from, 2012 until that departure that you had in 2020, I know there's a whole mass exodus of players that left because about 14 players now were going to be signed by Sundowns and you had to make way for that. I remember your agent, Ashley Rasool, at the time, And he said that Sundowns were very disrespectful and very distasteful in how your deal came to an end at Sundowns. What's your feeling now?
Yeah, obviously, like I said, I'm a person that you can tell me straight, you know, tell me, listen, yeah, this is what's happening, this, that. But I felt disappointed, you know, all the effort you put in, you know, because I can remember we played a friendly only to find out that someone took my jersey. And I mean, I've been there for years, you know, this another one person comes and takes your jersey and your number. And yeah, it was just that it was disrespectful. But yeah, I took it on the chin. I said, listen, yeah, this is it. Told my agent, listen, yeah, let's just leave. I'm not going to fight anything because that's not me, you know. Yeah, and then I left because you could see the domino effect, you know, because when Pitso left, you know, things just started falling for different players as well. But yeah, still grateful.
Yeah.
For the club, for the opportunity. But yeah, I didn't make any noise about it, and then I just left, and yeah.
But that's not normal, though. You and I know that's not normal. You don't spend so much time and help a club win so much and be part of a CAF Champions League winning team and depart in the manner that you've described now, where you go for a friendly game and the next thing, there's your jersey, there's your number, it's been given to someone, and there's no conversation at all. And no respect given to you to say, this is the decision we've reached. So even if you disagree with the decision, but at least inform the person about it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, someone's normal can be crazy.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody's wired the same way. You know, the person who probably came up with a decision, he's probably wired differently.
Yeah.
You know, or these principles, I don't know. So... yeah, if it was me as the guy in charge, you know, I'll sit in the room. I say, listen, this is a situation. I'm giving you notice. Like, you know, I'm not going to need you next season. So you have ample time, you know, those sort of things. Just, I think that's what they do in Europe. You know, players know 6 months, my contract won't be renewed. My agent starts working. I'm going there next in after 6 months or whatever the case may be. But yeah, it's things that you go through. It's you learn, you know, and you just try and be a better person and better human being and even a better coach.
Sure, not easy.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. Good evening, Wayne. Brian here from 021 Footballers. Just a quick question for Coach Wayne. If you had to join a coach in the PSL, which coach would it be?
Yeah, he's not in the PSL, but top of my head, Coach Pitso Mosamane. I think the guys, you know, I've learned so much. Like I said, the ethic, you know, the detail, everything, the, you know, conditioning side. You eat properly, you know, everything. Even on the pitch, you know, there's so many small details that I took from him. That I'm currently doing, you know. He instills players to watch their games and, you know, there's no winning with him. If you don't have your notes, you're in trouble. So
Katla was here on Friday. So Katla told us the story that, like, tonight, there's UEFA Champions League games.
Yeah.
So maybe he would tell you, Wayne, to go watch the Liverpool game tonight. And then halfway through, he'd give you a phone call and say, so what do you make of the game? You know, and he says he did the same where he was trying to find Dane Clate and he couldn't get hold of Dane Clate. And then he had to phone Pa because they were staying in the same estate and said, where is Dane? Like, go find him, go knock on the door and, you know, tell him I want to talk to him. So when you hear such stories, I also look at your expression and you say, that is the influence one man, one coach has had on you. And now you having the same influence on other younger boys to become better players. And that is why you are able to win back-to-back trophies. It is because of that learnership.
Yeah.
And yes, you've got your CAF C. You're going to be going to learn for your CAF B, if I'm not mistaken.
I have my B already.
You've got the B already. Yeah. Done. So the journey continues in that light. And it's so difficult to say that if he were to be sitting here in front of you right now, Coach Pito, and you had to maybe give him a minute of thanks to him for what he has done for your football career, what would that sound like?
I think I would just thank him for always believing in me and also instilling those principles, you know, the ethics, you know, because he also says, it's not just on the football pitch where you take these things, but also in your daily lives, your family and those sort of things, you know. Always encouraging us to, you know, look after yourself, look after your family, look after your finances. He was that type of guy that's always trying to make the next person a better person. And I just want to say thank you very much to him for always being there.
Okay, quick question that's also come through.
Evening, Big Rob, and evening to Wayne Arendse. Mr. Wayne Arendse, I have a question for you. So since you've seen the bad management in football as a player and now as a coach, if you had an opportunity to be a chairman of the club, what are some of the things that you would change in order for players to be treated well in teams? Thank you, Mr. Marao.
What would you change quickly?
Just be honest.
Yeah.
Honesty, you sit this person down, listen, this is my ambitions, this is what I want. Let's see if you can achieve that. If you can't achieve it, then you sit him down again, listen, we're here. What do you think? You know, get his input, and I give him my input. If you see it, it's not working, be blunt about it, be open, and be honest. Honesty is the best.
And you know, in South African football, honesty is not quite the buzzword. It's a difficult thing. I just got a message now from somebody who's been a journalist, who's an author, you know, an author of a very popular book, Gifted, Hunted and Haunted. That's Jose Rampekwe. He's just sent me a message now, you know, directed to you. He says, in September 2016, we traveled to Ndola in Zambia on a small plane with Arendse. He had not been able to join the team earlier due to family commitments as he was welcoming a newborn. Now, despite this, he made the decision to leave his few-day-old baby and travel with the journalists, demonstrating remarkable dedication. Just a few weeks later, he went on to help secure the CAF Champions League title.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that moment?
Yeah, I remember.
That's commitment.
Mm.
That's sacrifice. Was it worth it?
Yes, it was. And again, Coach Pitso said, no, Wayne, listen, yeah, family comes first. He told me family comes first and go support your wife, go, you know. And, you know, I had the support from him.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I did. But I supported my wife, but I also needed to support my team. And the club was good to me, to make me fly in and out, you know. And I managed to be both sides, yeah.
Sure. Jose, thank you so much for bringing those memories. And again, don't ever think people don't see these things. You know, there's some very honest individuals out there, Wayne, that see and remember the time, the date, the year, the moment, the destination, all of those things. And I think that also, you know, rocked you a little bit. One of the players you played with, Percy Tau, has now moved to Qatar. Mm. What do you make of that move?
I probably think he just wanted a new challenge.
Mm.
You know, where he can help a team, you know, to showcase again what he's about. And I'm sure it's good for him. He probably discussed it with his family, his close ones, you know. And I'm sure he made the right decision. So now it's up to him just to embrace it and take on the new challenge. And yeah.
Where are we seeing you next, Mr. Arendse?
I'm not sure yet.
You want to revive Santos? You miss Santos?
Yeah, obviously that's where it all started. So obviously I miss them. They're playing in the Vodacom League. So yeah, hopefully they get back up and
Sure. I mean, you had some great guys there. Hey, Musa Otieno, Sebastian Bax, there was Robert Noseb.
Dries Burton.
Dries Burton, my goodness. What a super, superstar. I wish you nothing but the best. And I thank in allowing South Africans into your story and the journey thus far, that many doors do open for you. Mm. I think South African football needs and deserves you. I'm sure. Things are going to happen pretty soon. You're a champ, man. We're proud of you. Oh, just know that.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks so much, Wayne Aronson, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, what a gentleman. What a scholar of the game. I can tell you also what's happened in the past few minutes is that the NBC Premier League Coach of the Month for December 2024 has been given to Siyaid Ramovic. Yeah, he's the coach. Remember having him here in studio? He's now proudly the man who's been told that he's the coach of the month. Well, you're the listener of the month and the year and decades to come. Tune in again tomorrow for Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.